Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
The recording has started.
My heart, burn my ring.
Welcome to Prayer Works Ministry. At this time, let us put our minds on the Lord for a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God, we come before you as humble as we know how. Lord, we ask that you will search our hearts, oh God, while we are praying this prayer. In the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father, anything that's not right, Lord, anything that's not pleasing unto you, oh, my God, take it away from us right now and forgive us, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Stretch forth your mighty hand, oh, Lord, and lay your hand on us. Lord, we want you to mold us, shape us, and form us into vessels of honor, vessels that are pleasing before you. In the name of Jesus, oh, Lord, we call on you today to stop by here, Lord, and make your holy visitation. Lord, move all around out there in radio land. Oh, God, somebody listening today is looking for a blessing, looking for healing, oh, God, seeking a breakthrough. Oh, Lord God, you know all things, Lord, and we're praying right now that you will incline your ear and hear every call. Oh, blessed Savior, please, Lord, grant every request according to your holy will and according to the need. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we ask right now that you would let your word come forth. Let your word minister to us, Lord. Let your word build us, oh God. Make us all that you will have us to be, oh Lord God, and give us a closer walk with you, Lord. Mm-hmm. We are down here waiting on you, Lord, for without you we can do nothing. We're depending on you, Lord. You are our help. You are our strength. You are the answer to all of our problems, Lord, and we are down here calling on you right now to stop by, Lord Jesus. Touch, Lord, heal, and make whole today. Somebody's sick in their body, desiring to be healed. Lord, we know you have the power that you can do everything, Lord. Oh, my God, somebody is having problems. Oh, God, and only you can solve those problems. Help them to turn everything over to you, Lord. Help them, oh, God, to surrender unto you, oh, God. We know you're able, Lord Jesus. Work it out right now, Lord. Fix it, Jesus. We are praying, Lord, that you'll remember those who are dealing with the bereavement, Lord. Oh, so many are hurting right now. So many hearts are broken, oh God, experiencing a loss in their lives. We ask, God, that you give them comfort, give them consolation, mend their hearts, oh God. Ease the pain, Lord Jesus. Help them during this difficult time. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord, we pray that you will touch the hearts and minds of those who don't know you, oh God, and reveal yourself unto them. Manifest your powers, oh God. Let them know who you are, that you are the true and the living God, and that you have the power to give them life eternal in the name of Jesus. Have mercy today, Lord. Be merciful, oh God. We need your mercy. We need your grace, Lord. Well, we are pitiful down here, Lord, and without you, we can do nothing, oh God. We are praying, Lord, for our leaders, asking you to bless them today, oh God, and bless the congregations in the name of Jesus. Help your people everywhere, all around the world, oh Lord, and bless every member of the body of Christ, every member in particular. From the least to the greatest, you know all things, Lord. You know what we stand in need of. Oh, God, and we ask you to do it for us right now, even on this day, while we're praying, Lord. Move by your power. Manifest yourself, Lord. Work miracles and work wonders. Go into the prisons, Lord. Go into the jails, into the detention centers. Oh, Lord, all around, and work wonders, Lord God. Save even on death row, Lord God. Somebody is scheduled to be put to death, but, Lord, you're able to save them, oh, God, and make them your child in the name of Jesus. Have mercy. Oh, bless your name, Jesus. We believe you today, and we're taking you at your word. Oh, God, we believe that we have the petitions we've asked in this prayer. Oh, Lord, and be with us throughout the remainder of this broadcast. Let it be a blessing to someone, somewhere, Lord. Oh, God, you know all things. We believe it, and we count it as done. If there's anything we should have mentioned or prayed for in this prayer, Lord, you know about it, and we ask that you will honor it and that you will grant it. All of these blessings we ask in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Thank you. Glory to your name, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for that anointed prayer coming through Evangelist Hameen. And good afternoon, and God bless you all. If you're just tuning in, you are listening to Prayer Works Ministry, a God-inspired ministry dedicated to prayer and the promulgation of the true gospel of Jesus Christ. We do believe in praying to God for all. You can be blessed, delivered, healed, and made whole through prayer and faith in God. We invite you to join us in worshiping and praising God. We're going to read our opening scripture right now. It's taken from the 68th number of Psalm, beginning with the first verse. That's the 68th number of Psalm, beginning with verse 1, and I'm reading from the King James Version Bible. And it reads, "Let God arise, let his enemies be scattered, let them also that hate him flee before him. As smoke is driven away, so drive them away. As wax melted before the fire, so let the wicked perish at the presence of God. But let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before God. Yea, let them exceedingly rejoice. Sing unto God. Sing praises to his name. Extol him that rideth upon the heavens by his name, Jah, and rejoice before him. A father of the fatherless and a judge of the widows is God in his holy habitation. God setteth the solitary in families. He bringeth out those which are bound with chains, but the rebellious dwell in a dry land. O God, when thou wentest forth before thy people, when thou didst march through the wilderness, Selah, the earth shook, pardon me, the heavens also dropped at the presence of God. Even Sinai itself was moved at the presence of God." Excuse me, the God of Israel. Pardon me. Thank God for doing another word. The 68th number Psalm, the first throughout the 8 verses. And again, thank you so much for tuning into the Prayer Works Ministry. Our broadcast is every Friday night at 7 o'clock p.m. and every Sunday afternoon at 3:30 p.m. You may listen by dialing 563-999-3634. You can even listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/Prayer Works Ministry. If you wish to correspond with Prayer Works Ministry, our email address is prayerworksministry100@gmail.com. You can send us postal mail using the mailing address P.O. Box 27148. That's Baltimore, Maryland 21230. Our prayer request phone number is 410-209-7503. To dial in, if you're clergy, you're feeling a little bold, you want to have remarks after the word, or if you have a testimony you'd like to share, a song you'd like to sing, a scripture you'd like to read, encouraging word you'd like to give, you can feel free to dial in at 551-241-6677. And if you're looking to support other ministries, or you just need a little encouragement to help you get through the week on Tuesdays and Sunday evenings at 7 o'clock p.m., you can listen to Bill Edmond host the Gospel Truth broadcast at 605-373-5995. That access code is 565-2166. The Gospel Truth Prayer Mission hosts Sunday afternoon services at 12 o'clock p.m. at 18 East Center Street in Woodbury, New Jersey. On Thursdays at 6 o'clock p.m., Missionary Myrtle Huff, Missionary Rebecca Ingram, and Missionary Kristen Watson host the Power Prayer Line at 978-990-5337. That access code is 346-9155. Grace Temple Church hosts Sunday evening service via teleconference at 6 o'clock p.m., where Pastor Jerry Bennett is the pastor. The phone number is 720-740-9840. That access code is 182-7631. Minister Emmanuel Hoags teamed up with Evangelist Lynette Bradley each night at 9 o'clock p.m. on the Prayer News Network at 339-209-6891. And we are continuing to pray for the souls that are on our prayer list. We want to keep the bereaved Ingram Soul family in our prayers. We'll continue to pray for the bereaved Harrell family, for Sean Howard and his mother, Darnell Williams, the bereaved Jones family, W.L., and the bereaved Turner family, the bereaved Edmond family, Mrs. Joel Paldo and the bereaved Paldo family, A.B., Katrina Jones, Evangelist Ruth Thompson, Evangelist Cynthia Edmond, all of the Doree families, and all those who are currently requesting prayer. And those are all of the announcements that I have at this time. I'm going to ask if Evangelist Mabel Edmond wouldn't mind coming back and or wouldn't mind coming to the platform and giving some words of encouragement and introducing our speaker. God bless you, Evangelist May.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Thank God for the prayer. Prayer changes things. And thank God for the reading of the word. I just want to encourage the people of God and all of the listeners on this broadcast to stand, regardless of what is going on in your life, stand. The Bible says, stand therefore, having your loins girded about with truth. Glory to God. You got the truth, and the truth is being preached over the airwaves on this broadcast. So stand. Take the word of God as your guide. Use it as your sword, and continue in the word of God. Praise God. I thank the Lord for this broadcast and for everything that has been said and done thus far. And now at this time, we're going to present to you the speaker of the hour in the person of Pastor Sheila Hameen. God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I tell you, God is worthy of the praise today. So if you don't mind just joining in with me and giving God a praise, He is truly worthy. I just want to take time out and praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Glory to
you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise God.
Thank you.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Glory. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. Oh, hallelujah. I thank God for this opportunity. Amen. It did not have to be, but by the grace of God, we are here.
Yeah.
Oh, praise the Lord. And I'm in one place, you're in another place, but God is in the midst of us all. Oh, hallelujah. Mm-hmm. And we can all give praise to the name of the Lord. I thank God for prayer. I thank God for the opening scripture and also for those encouraging words. And at this time, let us go to God in prayer just briefly. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we call on you. We ask, Lord, that you will speak to us, Lord. Minister unto us, O God. Teach us your ways and how to walk in your statutes. O Lord God, make us what you will have us to be, even through your word. O Lord God, that we may be found in your will. We ask it in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank God for this great opportunity. Praise the Lord. I am in the building here at Forest Park Senior Center, 4801 Liberty Heights Avenue in Baltimore, Maryland. Praise God, and God is in the room. Amen. Hallelujah. So I'd like to turn your attention to the Word of God, and coming from the 135th number of Psalm. That's Psalm number 135. Praise the Lord. Starting with verse 1, Psalm 135, verse 1, reading from the King James Version, the Bible reads, praise ye the Lord, praise ye the name of the Lord, praise him, O ye servants of the Lord, ye that stand in the house of the Lord, in the courts of the house of God. Hallelujah. I tell you, this word is great. Praise the Lord, for the Lord is good. Sing praises unto his name, for it is pleasant. For the Lord hath chosen Jacob unto himself and Israel for his peculiar treasure. For I know that the Lord is great, and that our Lord is above all gods. Whatsoever the Lord pleased, that did he in heaven and in earth, in the seas, and all the deep places. He causes the vapors to ascend from the ends of the earth. He maketh lightnings for the rain. He bringeth wind out of his treasures. Who smote the firstborn of Egypt, both of man and beast. who sent tokens and wonders into the midst of thee, O Egypt, upon Pharaoh and upon all his servants, who smote great nations and slew mighty kings, Sihon, king of the Amorites, and Og, king of Bashan, and all the kingdoms of Canaan, and gave their land for an heritage unto Israel his people. Thy name, O Lord, endureth forever, and thy memorial, O Lord, throughout all generations. For the Lord will judge his people, and he will repent himself concerning his servants. Thank God for the reading of the word of God. I tell you, the Lord, he is worthy to be praised, and this is something we should do more of. I feel the praise deep down inside. And that praise, I have to get it out. Glory, hallelujah. Because it belongs to God. The Bible starts off saying, praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Praise him, O ye servants of the Lord. Praise is, it belongs to God, and there is power in praise. And when you also add prayer and faith along with that praise, wonderful things begin to happen. Hallelujah. I heard someone say that they were preaching and they noticed that individuals slacked up and stopped coming to the services, you know, but they ended up seeing them, and then this person wanted to know from the pastor, no, do you accept feedback? Praise the Lord. And so the pastor said, yes, I welcome feedback. And so the individual began to tell the pastor, well, you know, we were just wondering about why you praise so long, why your praise service is so long. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. So they stopped coming to church because they felt like the praises were going on too long. Oh, glory be to God. But you know, when I think about that, anybody who's trying to get to heaven, if you think that praising God for 20 minutes or an hour is too long, you don't need to go to heaven, because that's all we're going to do, praise him forever and ever without end. Hallelujah. Praise is going to be going on all the time. That's what the angels are doing. They're gathered around the throne, and they are praising God. Hallelujah. There is no night there. There is no end of time. It's just timeless praise, always going up to God, because God is sovereign, and he can do what he wants to do, when he wants to do it, how he wants to do it, where he wants to do it, and upon whom he chooses to do it. Amen. Whatever he please, that's what God will do. So we ought to take the time out and just give him praise. And the more we praise him, the more he will bless us. Because when the praises go up, the blessings come down, even in the midst of trouble. If you can find enough strength and muster up enough strength to just start giving God praise, hallelujah, you can praise your way up out of that trouble. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. The Lord sends deliverance in praise. I've seen somebody going forth singing praises unto God, and the Spirit of God will come down, touch their heart. Hallelujah. Move upon them. Some seeking for the Holy Ghost, up singing before God. The Lord send the Holy Ghost down and fill their souls power and praise. Glory be to God. We ought to give God more praise, because God is great. He is above all gods. these idol gods down here, these things that people worship, and they put these idols up. Oh, my Lord, God is greater than them all. Hallelujah. We ought to give God the praise. Forget about your idol. Forget about all these things down here and give God the praise that is due to his name. If the Lord God, he magnified himself in the midst of Egypt when Pharaoh, the king, he tried to stop God's people from going to give him praise. Pharaoh refused. But God began to move, and he began to do all kinds of wonders, and he even smote the firstborn of Pharaoh and the firstborn of all those in Egypt, including the animals. Oh, hallelujah. And God's name was magnified in the presence of his enemy. Glory to God. So when you trying to give God praise, when you doing your best to lift up the name of Jesus and the enemy trying to stop you, God will make a way so that you can praise him. If that praise is in you, it's got to come out. Hallelujah. And I may not be able to sing like somebody else, I know. Amen. But I can sing unto the Lord. For me, when people have a gift, a beautiful voice, and they don't even like to sing, they don't even want to sing to God. Oh, that just troubles me. Oh, praise God. And I just have this desire. As long as I have a voice, I might not can carry the tune, might get off the note or whatever. I'm going to give God praise. I'm going to sing before him because this Bible is telling us to sing praises unto God. Amen. Hallelujah. So I just want to sing praises unto my God. And I noticed that there were times when I was going through something and the Lord dropped something in my heart. And I would just sing that song and say of a truth that God began to lift my burden. God began to bless me because I chose to sing unto the Lord. Amen. Somebody else I heard, they were just, you know, didn't want to have to go to God in the same way. How come you always got to come singing before God? That's what the Bible said. That's what God wants. He wants us to come singing before him. Come praising him. Amen. Come lifting him up. This is how he wants us to come before him. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I just thank God that I have the opportunity that I can give God praise. The Bible says, let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. So if you have breath in your body, doesn't matter who you are, doesn't matter what you do and what you don't do. The Bible says, let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Glory, hallelujah. So let's give praise to the name of the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. I thank God for his precious word, and you can find in scripture, if you study the word of God, you can find in scripture where praise going on and armies were being slain because somebody was giving God praise. Hallelujah. Somebody was blessing the name of the Lord. And Satan tried to get Job to turn away from God. And he tried to get Job to curse God. Nevertheless, Job maintained his integrity, and he refused to curse God, but instead turned around and blessed God. Amen. He said, the Lord God giveth, and the Lord God taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. So when the enemy wants you to give up on God, when he wants you to turn from God, You ought to turn and give God praise like never before. You ought to have a praise fit. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Have a praise fit, and the devil will leave you alone. Oh, praise be to God. Hallelujah. So I want to encourage everyone to just hold on, like Evangelist May mentioned. Hold on. Amen. Don't let go. Don't give up. But stand. Stand fast. Don't be soon turned away when troubles come, when problems arise. But stand firm, fixed, rooted, grounded in the word of God. Don't let anything remove you from your stance. Glory, hallelujah. But you hold on to what God has given you. And also, in the midst of your holding on and standing, give God praise. As David said in one of the Psalms, 34th number of Psalm, I believe, he said, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Everyone may not be at that level yet, but if you keep on striving, you can get there where you'll be able to say, I will bless the Lord at all times. In the midst of trouble, sickness, pain, hallelujah, glory be to God, no matter what the situation is, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Instead of complaining, instead of mumbling and grumbling, the praises of the Lord will ring out of your mouth. Glory be to God. Where you could complain or you could mumble or grumble, you just give God the praise. Amen. Sometimes people are sitting around waiting to see how you're going to react, how you're going to respond. When they know that something is going on with you, they know that there's trouble somewhere in your life, and they're just waiting and watching to see how you're going to respond. Are you still going to trust God? Are you going to keep on praising God? Are you going to keep on blessing the name of the Lord? They're just waiting and waiting to see what you're going to do. Hallelujah. You ought to go ahead on and keep on praising God as usual, just like Daniel did. Hallelujah. When they tried to set him up to be killed in the lion's den, oh, it all backfired on them. But Daniel, he didn't stop doing what he was doing. He was praying three times a day. And as a matter of fact, he opened up his window so they could hear him pray. And he went on before God. And he kept on praying as he did. He did not deter. He didn't get afraid. He wasn't upset. Hallelujah. He wasn't necessarily even aware of this sneaky thing that these princes and all those who were against him had done, tricked the king into signing a decree and trying to catch Daniel up. Hallelujah. But God, he began to move. God began to work it out. So that the same way the enemy did with Daniel, he'll try the same thing with you and me. Glory be to God. They'll try in some kind of way to praising God, to stop us from praying to God and doing what we ought to do for God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So don't let that deter you. Don't let it stop you. Don't take any detours, but keep on going on in the name of the Lord. Keep on praising God as never before. Hallelujah. And get a little worse with it. Amen. And make the devil mad. Make him madder. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. I just thank God for the word of God. Amen. I just thank the Lord because I just want to say this. Hallelujah. I know that when you give God praise, many wonderful things begin to happen. If you're sick in your body and you can praise God, You can get your healing that way. If you are bound, you're dealing with some kind of situation. If you are able to give God praise, you can get your deliverance. Hallelujah. God will work it out for you. So at this time, we're going to ask Evangelist May if she would lead us to the throne of grace. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. Thank God for that beautiful message. Oh, I tell you, the Lord speaking to us today, and some of the same things that Evangelist preached were some of the same things that was preached on this afternoon. So it's time to take the word of God in. Let's believe the Lord. Oh, glory to God. Heavenly Father, we come before you in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, I pray that you look on us, oh, Lord, with compassion and mercy. Oh, my God, touch our bodies. Give us the strength to praise and lift up your name. Help us to glorify you. Thou art worthy. Your name is worthy to be praised. Your name is excellent in the earth. Help and give you the praise that is due your name. Help us to lift you
Hallelujah.
Up, Jesus. We realize that you're able. Thou art a healer. Thou art a deliverer. You can any situation. Help us to take you at your word. Doubting nothing. We rebuke that spirit of doubt. We cast it out today. Help us today, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. Believe you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, for your word is true. And we are standing on the word of God. We are taking you at your word, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Help us to go through, even through the thick and through the thin. Help us to run for our lives, seeking your face and calling upon your name. We know that thou art a deliverer. We know you can do it. Oh, my God, just right now, Lord, while we're praying, while we're waiting, oh, while we're looking here, oh, my God, have your way. Your will be done. Find the works of the devil. Cast him out today. He has no victory over your people. In the name of Jesus, we believe you, oh Lord. Bind every evil work, every evil speaking. In the name of Jesus, cast out Satan. Let your blood cover today, oh Lord. Help us to triumph over the devil. In the name of Jesus, I know you're able today, oh Lord. Touch our feeble bodies. Oh, my God, without you, we know we can do nothing. But we want to praise you. We want to lift you up. And we want to give glory to your name.
Hallelujah.
Thou art so worthy. You know our petitions. You know our passion. In the name of Jesus, we want to serve you, worship you in spirit and in truth. Oh, my God, take away everything that's not like you and everything that's contrary to your will. Help us, oh Lord, to lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us. Help us to run this race with patience. Help us to do your will in the name of Jesus. I know that you require that we praise you. Help us to praise you. Help us to glorify you in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, I pray that you surround us with your angels. Keep us. And we shall be kept, heal us, and we shall be healed. Save us, and we shall be saved. We thank you for the precious word of God.
Thank you
for the speaker, and we pray that you look on her, continue to touch and bless her, give her strength in her body, help her to continue to do your will and preach your word. Bless this broadcast. Bless every listener. Oh, my God, send on souls. Give somebody a mind to receive the word of God in the name of Jesus. And Heavenly Father, we thank you for what you've already done. And we thank you for what we believe you're going to do.
Thank you.
Thank you for how you touched us. We thank you for your love.
Thank you.
Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for all that you've done. Oh, my God, I thank you, Lord. I bless your holy name, for thou art so worthy. And thy name is worthy to be praised. From the rising of the sun to to the going down of the sun. Continue to bless, and we will give thy name the praise. The glory and honor shall be thine. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Glory to God. You have remarks.
Praise God. I thank the Lord for the precious word. I tell you, Job, he withstood the devil. He didn't give up. He lost everything he had, but he took a stand for the word of God.
Amen.
He said, I know that in the latter day, my God shall stand. Praise God. So we trust in him and keep looking to him in that time. The Lord will bless us, and we will be able to stand. And I thank God the scripture said, stand therefore, having done all, stand. We have to just learn to stand in the midst of it all. After we've done all we could do, and it seems like we can't do no more, we can stand on the word of God. I praise God. I thank God that was a beautiful message. And the prayer, thank God for the anointed prayer and the anointed word of God. Let's take the word of God in, and we will be blessed. We will be saved. We will be healed. Praise God. And it's time. It is time for us to give God some praises with all our heart, all our mind, and all our soul. I'm praying that the Lord will just touch my body. And go forth in him as I desire. But I know God is able, and I'm not giving up on the Lord. I'm going to continue to do what I can with the breath that I have left. Praise God. I just thank God for all things. My soul is encouraged through the word and through the prayer and the praises of God. I'm asking that you pray for me. God bless you.
Amen. I thank God also for the word of God coming through Evangelist Harmeen, encouraging us to praise the Lord. And like she said, when the praises go up, the blessings, they come down. No matter if we're sick or depressed, oppressed, neutral, sometimes we feel good. But God, he's worthy of the praise no matter what state we find ourselves in. And not just for the blessings, but because of who he is. And she said that, you know, people, they don't want to praise the Lord anymore. I remember growing up in church and one of those testimony service, praise services would go on, seemed like for hours. But the people had joy, and I remember wanting that. And when I received the Holy Ghost, I tell you, I was so happy to have my own dance and to be able to praise God in that manner. But people, they don't want to praise. They want to do what they want to do. But like she said, if you don't want to praise him now, if you can't go for 20 minutes of praising God, how are you going to get into heaven? What do you plan to do? Because it's not about us; it's about God. And again, for who he is, the things he does, it's so worthy to be praised. But just because of who he is, made the world out of nothing, he's worthy of every praise. We were created for him. He wasn't created for us. So we have a duty and a responsibility to give him praise and not just that, but to sing unto the Lord. And I'm also, like Evangelist Lido said, praying the Lord touch my body so that I can give him the praise the way that I desire to. But I thank God again for the word of God from the coming of Benavent. I mean, and also for the prayer coming through both of you. When it's day to you, then it's time to keep on preaching the word of God.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for those beautiful, encouraging remarks. Thank God for that prayer coming through Vance May, that anointed prayer. I tell you the truth, we need to do more praying and more praising God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I just feel so good down in my soul. The Lord has truly blessed. And I thank the Lord for all of you who have taken the time to tune in on this afternoon. I pray that God has blessed you through this ministry. And we do thank you very much for your prayers and for your continued support. And going forward, if it's the Lord's will, just want to remind everyone that I will be opening up the line on both the radio and the conference. Right now we are live broadcasting using our guest conference call-in line, but also those of you who dial into the radio directly to listen, if you would like to have remarks, I'll be opening up the line for you to speak if you so desire, if you would like to have remarks. This way you don't have to hang up and dial another number. Amen. Praise God. So from like going forward, if it's the Lord's will, we will start opening up the radio line as well for anyone listening who would like to have remarks. And like Evangelist Khadijah often say, you're feeling bold. You want to give a testimony. You want to sing a song. You want to give words of encouragement. You have the opportunity. And so even now, the radio line is open if anyone desires to have remarks. If not, we thank God for this broadcast. And I just want to say this before we close out. The Lord really blessed me in that district meeting. I tell you, God sent his word. He sent his anointing. We were able to go forth and praise the Lord. Oh, it was beautiful. Now, the next thing coming up this month is the Sunday School Convention. I'm looking to have a great time in the Lord. That's going to be in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, at Deliverance Temple Holiness Church of God. There, what's the address? 815 North 15th Street. I think I still remember it, in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. I drive there, but I don't think about the address because I know how to get there. But I believe that's the address. And Pastor Gary Calloway is the pastor, and his companion, Elder Sister Linda Calloway, is the assistant pastor. So let's pray for them. Amen. And also let's prepare for a great time in the Lord. Amen. Anything else that I need to mention? If not, that be all for this afternoon. We invite you to tune in with us for our next broadcast on Friday at 7 p.m., if it be the Lord's will. Until then, may God bless you and may heaven smile upon you. Good night.
This session is no longer being recorded.